on Morgan's AM. US equity markets retreat, fresh falls for technology stocks, a busy night of corporate earnings.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets relinquished earlier gains to settle lower, with the technology sector under fresh pressure despite some respite from rising US Treasury yields. The Dow is down 340 points or just shy of 1%, with economic bellwether Caterpillar down 3.1% and Boeing Co. down 3.5%. Goldman Sachs Group fell a further 2%, following a near 7% drop in the previous session after reporting a fall in fourth quarter profit due to weak trading activity a day earlier. The broader S&P 500 shed 1%, with consumer discretionary, financials, information technology, real estate and industrials all dropping over 1% to lead 9 of the 11 primary sectors lower. The more defensive consumer staples and utility sectors were the only primary sectors to close higher. The Nasdaq lost 1.2% to settle approximately 10.7% below its most recent record closing high in November 2021, and hence pushing the technology-centric index into official correction territory. It marked the Nasdaq's first close in correction territory since March last year and its 66th correction since 1971. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index fell 1.5% to a 52-week low of 2,063. A busy night on the US corporate earnings calendar, United Airlines Holdings fell over 1.5% in extended trading after lowering its 2022 growth forecast, saying it would fly less this year than it did in 2019, instead of growing its capacity by 5% from pre-pandemic levels as previously forecast. The carrier said costs for the quarter would be up by as much as 15% and capacity down by 16-18%. Morgan Stanley rose 1.8% after the investment bank posted better-than-expected fourth-quarter profits on strong equities trading revenue. Bank of America edged 0.4% higher after reporting a jump in fourth-quarter profit, benefiting from loan growth and a frenetic pace of global deal-making activity that helped drive its investment banking business. Procter & Gamble gained 3.4% after the consumer giant reported fiscal second-quarter earnings per share and revenue that topped Wall Street's expectations and raised its outlook for sales growth. American Airlines, Baker Hughes, CSX Corp, Netflix, PPG Industries, Travelers Companies and Union Pacific are among companies slated to release quarterly results tonight. In US economic data, housing starts rose 1.4% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.7 million units in December, more than the 1.65 million units forecast by economists. Building permits jumped 9.1% to a rate of 1.873 million units in December. European bourses settled with modest gains overnight, with the basic resources sector up 2.7%, leading the pan-European Stoxx 600 index 0.2% higher. Germany's DAX also added 0.2%, France's CAC up 0.6%. Richemont rose 5.2% after the Swiss luxury goods group posted better-than-expected sales in the 3 months to the end of December. ASML Holding, a critical supplier of manufacturing equipment to the semiconductor industry, fell 2.3% despite posting better-than-expected fourth-quarter earnings as demand for chip-making equipment continues to outstrip supply. And in economic data, a final reading of the German Consumer Price Index printed at an annual rate of 3.1% in December, the highest level since 1993. London's FTSE 100 rose 0.4%, buoyed by some positive corporate trading updates and as investors digested data recording UK inflation surging to its highest level in nearly three decades in December. High-end fashion retailer Burberry Group rose 6.3% after reporting a 5% rise in third quarter revenues, driven by an acceleration in full price sales. Addressing MPs in the House of Commons, Prime Minister Boris Johnson said scientists now believe the Omicron wave had peaked nationally, while hospital admissions had stabilised. Accordingly, the so-called Plan B restrictions, which include working from home if possible, mandatory wearing of face coverings, and the use of COVID-19 vaccine passes, would not be renewed when they are reviewed on the 26th of January. In UK economic data, the Consumer Price Index rose to 5.4% in December, up from 5.1% in November, and above economists' forecast for 5.2%, and well above the Bank of England's 2% target. Indeed, the last time inflation was higher was in March 1992, when it was 7.1%. The Bank of England's policymakers are due to next meet on the 3rd of February, having raised rates by 15 basis points, the first hike since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic at the last meeting in December. Base metals rallied across the complex, with nickel jumping to its highest level since 2011 amid a supply squeeze. Copper gained 1.6% to be trading just shy of $4.46 a pound. Nickel jumped 5% to $23,170 per tonne. Elsewhere, aluminium rose 0.7%, touching its highest level since the 21st of October last year earlier in the session at $3,053 per tonne. Zinc gained 0.5%. Benchmark spot iron ore rose $2.90 or 2.3% to $130.20 a metric tonne. Gold futures settled at a two-month high, rallying $30.80 or 1.7% to $1,843.20 an ounce, the highest close since the 19th of November last year. Oil prices extended their rally to a more than seven-year high after a pipeline fire temporarily disrupted crude flows from Iraq to Turkey, and after the International Energy Agency raised its forecast for 2022 demand growth. WTI rose $1.53 or 1.8% to $86.96 a barrel, scaling an intra-session peak of $87.92 a barrel ahead of the expiration of the February contract at the conclusion of tonight's session. Brent gained 93 cents or 1.1% to $88.44 a barrel, touching an intra-session peak of $89.17 a barrel. Both benchmark contracts logged their highest settlements since October 2014. US Treasury yields declined across the maturities, with 10-year Treasury yields falling 4 basis points to 1.83%. In broader bond market moves, Germany's 10-year Bund yield swung above zero for the first time since 2019, rising as high as 0.013%. And the Australian dollar is buying around 72.2 US cents this morning. Canada's annual inflation rate accelerated again in December to hit a 30-year high of 4.8%. Up from 4.7%. The Bank of Canada hosts their latest monetary policy meeting next week.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.